Good morning, good morning. It is Thursday, another episode of Parking Lot Wisdom here on the Energy of the Untamed Heart podcast. I am your host, Miel Fox. What do we do here on this podcast? So when I'm really kind of with it and on my laptop, I offer you guest episodes where I speak and talk to people from all over the world about how we can start to tone down the loudness of our mind speaking to us and really listen to the whispers of our heart to really unleash what has always been in there, the wildness, the untamedness of the beauty and expansion of your heart. I believe that because we're all divine sparks of love here on earth, having an earthly experience. And over our journey here, while we're here to experience all the things, the good, the bad, the ugly, we oftentimes get trapped in the ugly or the bad. And because we are designed as a soul in a human being experience, we have a lot of biological and chemical events connected to our nervous system and our memories and our emotions and the loops that are created and triggered by that system, which kind of slow us down sometimes, get in the way sometimes, have us believing that our existence is only one way. And so I like to come on here in the podcast and just share some insights, share some ideas that go through my mind. I'm certainly not telling you this is the only way things can be. I'm just sharing my observations in the hopes that perhaps something that I'm saying will resonate and ring true for somebody and could actually be the impetus to help them see a whole different way of experiencing the beauty of living on this earth in this lifetime. So that being said, I made a post over on social media a few days ago about what are sort of some of my five basic beliefs or philosophies in this life. And I won't hit all five here, but there's a couple that I'm like, yeah, that's really the deal. So I'll share a couple of them with you here and why I think it makes a difference and just talk for a few minutes. So my first philosophy in life is if you want to see the change, you need to be the change. The simple translation of that is it's not up to anybody else to make your world be anything other than what you choose it to be. It's not up to someone else to either fix your problems or make your workload not be on you to do what needs to be done in order for you to work through any of the things that have become of difficulty for you in your lifetime, your generational wounds, your this experience lifetime wounds, your emotional wounds, all of those things. Because here's the reality, there isn't a single human being on this earth, and I believe this very firmly, there isn't a single one of us here on this earth that doesn't have some kind of an emotional wound existing. That doesn't equal we're all broken up and damaged to hell and we can't do anything. It just means we're here to experience it all. And does it hurt? Yeah, sometimes it really does. Can it be amazing and beautiful and not so? Oh yeah, for sure it can. But to go from one to the other, you have to be loving of yourself, unconditional and unjudgmental of yourself. And dare I say, and I say this with kindness, you've got to be willing to be accountable and own the reality that everything that happens for you in this world has actually been a projection and a creation that you have created. Now, I realize some of you listening may be like, well, that's not true because, you know, when I was a kid, XYZ happened to me and blah, 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 blah. Okay. I'm not saying that we are always in a capacity to direct what goes on with us, but there's a window of time once you move past the age of 8 that you now are in a position where your consciousness allows you to make a discernment of, is this working for me? Is this not working for me? Am I choosing A? Am I choosing B? Am I understanding that I am in the position of the driver's seat for my life and what happens for me? Or am I willing to give it away to somebody else? So when I say, if you want to see the change, be the change, I really mean it starts at home with you. So the other philosophy that I hold is transformation is an inside job. You can do the self-help books. You can do the mantras. You can do all the things. I'm not saying don't use tools to help you through what you need to work through. Absolutely. We're put on this earth for connection, collaboration, community. There is absolutely no shame in asking for help when you need it. And that in itself will be a podcast for another day. Why do we not ask? But in order to really move through the things that you would like to move through, to realize the visions that you have for yourself, that does require some transformation. And it isn't a one and done deal. It's an everyday, every decision moment kind of thing. And it's an inside job. It starts within you. And you, only you can do it. You get the assistance of the tools through mentoring, courses, books, experiences, all the external tool usage, but the actual transformation is an inside job. And I'll end it with the third piece that I firmly believe. And again, you know, I value you listeners for showing up and supporting me. And I'm not saying you have to agree with me, but these are some of the things that I hold very deep in my core because I really feel they're important. And that is, even on the shittiest day ever, life is a gift. And it is what you choose it to be. Are there hard situations? Absolutely. Do you ever get to a place where you feel like, oh my gosh, I got no way out. Like, I can't stand this. So, you know, what's going on? Again, these are part of the mirrors that we receive in our experiences on this earth with situations, people, instances. They serve as mirrors for what can we either express within ourselves or not express within ourselves. So again, that will be another podcast for another day, but there are 7 mirrors. There's a long study of these mirrors. The mirrors are basically a terminology for areas of your life where you are reflected back to you, things that you can either choose to work through or not choose to work through. The mirror, again, what is it? It's a tool. It's there to show you something. Whether you choose to see it and see it and act upon it or not, again, free will and choice as a human. So with that, I'll jump off. I appreciate everybody jumping in here in the parking lot with me. Welcome to the parking lot. And it's going to be, well, I don't know what we have here today. It looks like maybe a little rain coming through. But again, people complain about the weather. Yeah, it's raining today. I know, but how do you think the grass gets green? If you don't provide it with rain and followed by a little warmth and sun, well, the grass doesn't grow. Hello. You don't get a rainbow if you don't get rain. So, you know, again, for everything that occurs, we can look at it any way we choose to look at it. Is it a little difficult in the moment because you're going to get your feet wet maybe and have to drag your umbrella out? Sure. But what happens after the rain? You have a beautiful rainbow. You have a sunny day. You know, your grass gets green in your yard. The flowers come up. You know, again, this is just a life example of how you choose to see your reality is based on your perspective of what do you hold true for yourself. So with that, I send you so much love. If you find these episodes interesting, please shoot them off to your friends, tag somebody, subscribe. If you really love it, I would appreciate a 5-star review so that it stays bumped up in the algorithm. And of course, you can find me in social media, Facebook and Instagram at Miel Fox. You can track me down on the website, www.foxdenenergetics. And stay tuned next week. Thursday is our release date for our episodes, whether it's a guest episode or a minisode. And I just send so much love to you all. Take care.